This meeting is one step to reorganize the country. We call it a local council, you know. Each area in Libya or city or district, they organize their own local council, selected by specific people who have a good reputation, you know, in their area, who had done good service during this revolution, intifada, against the regime and the dictatorship. So the aim is to gather as much as we can from these local councils today and tomorrow in Benghazi, and to give more support and more strength to the national council. So that's the idea.
Well, I also heard reports that the meeting would also try to seek more international support for the National Transitional Council. As the General Secretary of the National Transitional Council, what can you tell me about this?
I believe, I mean, as much as we can go forward with the internal system of the council and how it can serve the people in this crisis, because we believe it's a wartime, and also it's a political time as well, to show that all this revolution and all this movement, the main goal is democracy, and the main goal is to get rid of dictatorship, 42 years of a dictatorship. And I believe these steps, which are done now by choosing the local councils, and then to frame the interim national council. This is, I mean, I believe it's a good step towards our victory. When we get rid of the dictatorship and his regime, then, as you should know and maybe announced before, that the council aim is to start elections, to start democratic procedures, to let all the people freely choose the way of governing, the way of system they are hoping to see for prospective and good future for a new free Libya.
Abdul Karim, the National Transitional Council, to which you are the General Secretary, is asking the international community for advanced weapons and support, among other things. Why would you need support, since you've already gained some form of international support?
As you know, is military activity and is part of the struggle now against a savage dictatorship who use very advanced and very destructive ways against his people. And so it was the move of the free revolutionary people to fight him. As you know, the beginning of this movement started peacefully. It was just a demonstration, peacefully, asking for some reforms. But when the regime used weapons, they used massive killing without mercy. So it was converted to defense and military action. And I believe that call for advance and support with modern equipment to counter-attack the Gaddafi brigades, I believe it's illegal, and it's also part of the United Nations resolution to protect civilians. So,
now,
I think that...
What is the National Transitional Council doing to gain more international support, as you want?
What we are doing is we are approaching and we contact us, and we appreciate a lot many countries which send delegations to us, who are now with us in Benghazi, doing their best to see in action what's in the situation in the liberated areas, and they're doing their best to support us politically. And also, we are hoping that they will also help us in all aspects of defense, you know. And you know, now the good and excellent rule NATO and the allies have done to protect civilians in Benghazi city, Jabiya, Misrata. We wish them to be more supported, and we appreciate the support up to now they gave to us.
The African Union says that there has to be a ceasefire and negotiations between your National Transitional Council and the Gaddafi administration. What is your response to...
I believe it's very clear after the United Nations resolution and and all the condemnation of the Gaddafi dictatorship, aggressive acts against his people, I believe the right way is just to ask Gaddafi to cease fire and to find a solution how to go out or to get out after 42 years in power. You know. I believe if that happened, Gaddafi left or Gaddafi agree that he will handle peacefully all the power to the people, I don't think there will be and to halt the military operation.
So why is the National Transitional Council giving an ultimatum if there has to be negotiations that Gaddafi should step down else you will not respect any ceasefire?
I mean, the National Council idea is, I mean, any negotiation give a chance to Gaddafi to resume power, he or his family, this will not be accepted by the majority of the Libyan people, for sure, you know. And that's the reason why maybe just he sometimes he uses excuses to gain time, that's all.
What is the National Transitional Council's message to the international community?
Yeah, to international community to help us as soon as possible to get rid of Gaddafi and his family. I think it's enough 42 years of one family and one dictator to govern 6 million people. I don't think any logic politician would accept that.
And what about your message to Libyans as well?
To Libyans is to go ahead with their unity, to go ahead with the new freedom they gain. I am personally, as a Libyan, I am happy to see that the Libyans, for the first time after 2 years, had broken the wall of fear, the wall of terrorists, the wall of siege Gaddafi had imposed on them for 42 years. So we are happy as Libyans. We feel that we start breathing freedom, new freedom.